The new
Blog Talk Radio.
We spent a lot of money, a lot of millions they lost just testing missiles. Meanwhile, there are economic issues they were supposed to handle. They left those things and they are working on their weapons. And now this is very common in many nations today. They spend a lot of money on wars and fighting and killing and shooting and destruction of lives and property. Meanwhile, they are supposed to take care of the people within the country and see how they can improve the welfare of people and so on. They are not spending a lot of money buying weapons and recruiting people to go and die in battlefields. God is not the author of confusion. God will rather have us to have peace than to have trouble. And God is calling everyone all over the world to negotiate peace and not trouble. Trouble will not help you in any way. Particularly for the Israelites, the Jews, we have to be very careful because the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, God called Abraham and blessed him, said, I will bless you, bless your nation, through you I will bless the earth. And then he said, whosoever curses you, I will curse. And whosoever blesses you, I will bless. That covenant is still there. And then in Psalm 122, verse 6, they pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. If you read history, you find out that any persons or people that come against the Israeli nation, the Jews, they don't end well. They have come to the wrong address. And it didn't start today. You want to go and start from Pharaoh oppressing the Jews in Egypt. For 430 years, he kept the Israelites in Egyptian slavery. At the end of it, Pharaoh and his army died woefully in the sea, buried in the Red Sea. Read through Israel, the Assyrians, Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar, and several of them, they come against the Jews, and they end up very badly because whosoever blesses Israel, God will bless. Whosoever curses Israel, God will curse. It's a spiritual law. There's nothing you can do about it. God put those things there. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Whosoever blesses the Jews, the Israelites, whosoever blesses them, God will bless. And whosoever curses them, God will curse. It's a spiritual law. You can't change it. Adolf Hitler of Germany, he got over 6 million Jews to death. And God didn't ask him to do that. He was just obeying the devil. The devil was his master, so the devil was leading him. And Adolf Hitler ended up very badly when he committed suicide and died woefully. The Bible says, curse is everyone that commits suicide. When you commit suicide, you have a curse on you. And many of them, Saddam Hussein, was shooting missiles into Israel. Saddam Hussein, he was shooting missiles into Israel. And he thought he was doing good. How did Saddam Hussein end it? Saddam Hussein ended in the international court, was found guilty of war crimes, committed war crimes, was sentenced to death by electrical shock. He was he was electrocuted, died by electrocution. That's not a blessing. Oh yes, that's not a blessing at all. Anybody who come against the Jews, the Israelites, they have set themselves up for destruction. Read through history. If anyone comes against the Jews, the Israel, you come against the people of God, you have set up yourself for destruction. Who is going to destroy you is not a human being. What we smash into pieces is not a human being. Go and read history and see what happened. Oh, yes. They touch not the Lord's anointed and do my prophet no more. You can't turn the apple of God's eye. God said they are the apple of his eye. You have gone to the wrong address to do all those things. You must repent and turn away from your wicked way. You can't eat your cake and have it. Saddam Hussein throwing missiles into Israel, and he thought he was doing something good. Ended up very badly, smashed to pieces. Idi Amin of Uganda did the same thing. Idi Amin of Uganda, he called himself the Field Marshal of Africa, Idi Amin. And he was always working against the Jews and Israel. At the end of it all, he ran away from his own country on exile. It was in the night. He had to escape through the bush path to run away from his own country. I thought he said, you are Field Marshal. Now you are running away. Idi Amin. Field Marshal ran away. See, he ran away from his own country of Uganda. After he said that he was a Field Marshal. So Field Marshal, so you can run away and die in exile. You see, these are the things we are talking about. You can't kick against the pricks. You can't fight God and win. Who can battle with the Lord? Can somebody battle with the Lord? Nobody can battle. We can't battle with God. You can't fight God and win. If you try it, you are killing yourself. You are destroying yourself. Well, read history. You don't fight God and win. Not at all. You can't do that. You can't fight God and win. Don't waste your time. If you don't have, in fact, you are destroying yourself. When you fight against God, you are destroying yourself. You are not helping yourself. See? Only one thing is missing in this world today. One thing is missing, and that is love. There is no love. The Bible says God is love. If you have love for your neighbor, you won't shoot missiles. Shooting bullets, shooting bombs and missiles into people. There's no love. If there's love, people will love themselves and love their nation and love people and love everybody. For my prayer today, God will restore the love of God that passes everyone. That will bring peace and joy to the people. I tell you, it is not the best to kick against God's people. God wants us to love one another and not hate and destroy life and property. That's not God's plan. God's plan is for love to reign. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love all nations on the earth. Love everybody. And what you do to others, God does for you. Yeah, so sorry, that was just a mistake. Yeah. So we're going to stop here today. We're going to start continue tomorrow. I want to thank every one of you for being part of this broadcast. God bless you. Jesus loves you. And we all love you too. Wish you Godspeed. Tomorrow, Saturday, we have a session by 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Join us. Tell your friends and everybody. Let's continue to pray for peace to reign all over the world. A lot of Christians and churches are praying for peace. Oh, yes, that's very, very good. We're not going to keep quiet. So people say, don't worry about what is happening. I say, no. We are the pillars. We are the watchmen of the city. We are the ones who are watching over the city. So we must be concerned about what is going on. We must pray about what is going on. We must speak the word of God over the nations. The devil is not the winner. Jesus is the winner. The devil does not own the earth. The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. We're not going to allow the devil to reign. We're not going to allow the devil to win. We're not going to allow the devil to have authority. The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to us believers. We are to rule and reign supreme in the midst of our enemies. They rule down in the midst of your enemies. We rule in the midst of our enemies. Whether the devil likes it or not, the word of God has said, rule down in the midst of the enemy. So we rule over our enemies. Yes, we trample all our enemies under feet. See, thou shalt tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And we shall know by the enemy's power. Because God has given us authority and power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means possible. So God bless you all. Jesus loves you. We love you too, Pelican and I. We say God bless you all abundantly. Thank you so much. Yes, I can see there are some prayer requests coming on. Okay, we're going to pray in the name of Jesus. I pray for as many that I need, as many that have problems and issues in their lives. God, we pray that you will reach out to that man, that woman, that boy, that girl. Meet them at their point of need, oh God, and bring solution to their problems. In the name of Jesus, God, intervene in the lives of your people and bring solution to their problems, Lord. Make a way for them where there's no way. God, help them, oh God. Strengthen and uphold them with the right hand of righteousness. God, solve all their problems for them and meet all their needs, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Yes. Feel free to all email us your prayer requests. We are here for you. Our phone numbers are on the air. Area code 202-460-7110 or 240-828-9374. Amen. God loves you. Jesus loves you. We say God bless you all abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it, text it, tweet it out, share it, and let it go viral. In the name of Jesus. God bless you all. In Jesus' name. God loves you and I love you and I wait to be. God loves you and I. And that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you. You made to be God of the Anani, and as you made to be God of the Anani, and as you made to be God of the Anani, and as you made to be. God love you and I love you and I'll be where you should go. God love you and I love you and I'll be where you should be. God love you and I love you and I'll be where you should be. God of you and I love you and as we wish you be. God of you and I love you and as we wish you be. Yes, God bless you all. Thank you so much. Yes. God bless you all. Jesus loves you and we love you too. And as the way you should.